Well, we're sitting in the studios of MTP Software in Natick, Massachusetts. That means this is Radio Entrepreneurs, the one and only. Thank you very much to all our listeners. And I want to thank my team, Chris Gerald, Nathan Gobes. What a Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe we had recently. 70 guests, great speakers, just an unbelievable event. Proud of the team. And you can find some of that stuff online. Great story on corporate and nonprofit fraud. Great stories. And we just loved having the cafe. Our next guest, Steve Melanson, president of Melanson Consulting. You made it easy.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Tell us about the firm and what you do.
Sure. The firm is called Melanson Consulting, as you say. And what I do, in essence, is called verbal branding and simplicity modeling.
Right.
So the way I talk about that is verbal branding is like the secret sauce to some important things, I think. It's the secret sauce to how to differentiate in the marketplace for a person or an entire firm. It's the way to unify any number of people, be it 10,000, or
right.
100,000, how to get everybody on the same page.
Right.
And also, there's a thing I talk about, I call it simplicity as a business tool. So verbal branding does all those things simultaneously for any size company.
So is it a positioning?
Well, it's in the branding world.
Yeah.
It's in the branding world. But so the long story short, I'm sure we can talk a little more about it, is 20 years ago almost, I noticed a gap in the branding marketplace. So what I do is actually unique worldwide as far as I know. I've had my business for 18 years now. And there wasn't what I thought of as a spoken application in the branding world. There's logos, there's taglines, there's geckos, and there's website colors and schemes and things. But I looked across, I was a sales guy, right? Like that's how my brain is wired, is as a salesperson. So I looked at the branding world and I says, huh, what about what people say? What about when they're talking to each other? What about that? Do people brand? And it turns out that, as far as I could tell, nobody knew of anything like that. I called it verbal branding immediately. And it just has turned out to be, as I say, it's, I guess, unique worldwide. And this application called verbal branding helps people sell in a significantly better way. And it also builds culture and leadership and operations and a whole bunch of things.
Without giving away the secret sauce, can you give us some of the processes that you would use with a client, a typical kind of client?
Yeah. Well, that's not rocket science in a way. Basically, there's a discovery process that the senior leadership of the firm has to be involved in, or whoever owns the productivity of the brand or the portion of the brand that we're working on. So once you start digging in, you know, I'll give you a really quick example. So if you asked a leader at a firm, what's the difference between your firm and anybody else? They might say something like our service or our people. And that's not near good enough. I mean, that's not a differentiator in the market.
It might be true, but it's not good enough for the target.
Exactly. It falls like white noise in the marketplace. So if you say it's our people, I come along and I say, well, what about them? You know, if it's true and your instinct is right, it might be so, but that's not good messaging. That's not differentiation in any way. So I come along and I say, well, go ahead and tell me about your people. What is different, you know, about them? Different and better is kind of the most basic thing that I use for criteria. Why are you different and better than your competition? So if it is your people, you know, let's dig in and figure out exactly why, so we can communicate it to the marketplace. And everybody can start to rally around those ideas. So actually, I'll give you a couple of criteria that I think are actually important for people to know that I use.
It helps.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's the rules around verbal branding. It's no more than one or two concepts that can be said in less than 5 seconds.
Right.
So if you met me at a networking event, and this is the magic moment, right? Somebody says, what do you do? I say, verbal branding and simplicity work. And then I just stop talking. And I've utterly won almost already, because they're already curious to hear more.
Right. They want to ask the question.
I've already branded myself. It takes me 1 second. So they're going to remember me better. They're going to ask me about it and be genuinely curious. That's the conversation I'm going to have with them. So I can talk about it for a long time. But what they're going to remember a day and a week later is, huh, that guy does verbal branding and simplicity work. That's pretty cool. And now I'm now branded as being different than anybody else they've heard of. So that's part of the goal.
So let's get into the time machine. Let's go back. Let's get a sense of how you evolved into this particular business, where you started and
how
it all happened.
Yeah, so like I say, I'm a sales guy from way back. I did a lot of sales, frontline work.
We're all sales guys in business.
Well, I actually got paid to do sales. Yeah, that's true, though. I agree. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said to them, you know, don't forget, nothing ever happens until something's sold.
You know, when
money
I do,
or an idea or whatever.
I think the easiest objection I've ever heard in my career is, I've never sold anything. I don't sell.
Yeah.
And I know how to sort of, within 5 seconds, I can prove to them that that's not true.
Yeah. No, I'm in full agreement with you. I really am. And so I was a sales guy. I did frontline work. I managed teams. And so, you know, I got laid off 3 years in a row in the early 2000s. And I had a hankering for doing something for myself. So I ended up getting in touch with a woman who was running a boutique branding firm. And this is where the story that I just told you came into play. It was, you know, it was a great firm, did a lot of great design work and web work and all that. But, you know, I'm a jock from way back as a kid. I was in sales and I'm pretty competitive. So my mindset is always, how do you win? You know, how do you win micro and macro? And that's why I probably ended up in sales, because I wanted to try to win every day. So my idea is, you know, how in the world would a person or a company, how would you never lose a deal? How would that be possible, or even think that you ought to, or should, or could? So here's the answer in my world is, you differentiate significantly as best as possible, and you keep it ultra simple. All the brands that everybody can think of are simple. Volvo. I've done 1,000 speeches, literally, like 1,000 presentation speeches, and I always ask the audience, hey, what do you think of when you think of Volvo? And it's invariably 99.9%. Everybody raises their hand and says, well, they own that idea. That's branding. Now, if you take that idea...
I think rebirth of a dead company. Seriously, that's what I think.
Well,
now
things have changed, but they still own that idea. If you say Subarus are the safest cars now, it still reminds you of Volvo by virtue of the fact that they own that idea for decades now. So that's an example of the dynamic that I look for.
I think Toyota parts built better.
Yeah, yeah. Well. So simple, right? Simple.
Yeah, but built better.
Yeah,
yeah.
So simple,
because they limit the amount of cars and they make sure they're built right. But they're basically all Toyota parts.
Yep. Well, you have a branding mindset. You know, so you know what people don't understand about branding is whatever first comes to mind.
I'm not your typical target, so I mean, I wouldn't be the good person to put into a focus group.
We'll take the average person.
Okay.
If they think of you,
let's use Nathan.
Show,
he's pretty average.
Nathan over there. So what's the first? No, don't.
Chris is agreeing.
Don't answer my question, by the way. So listen. Don't answer my question. But when you think of Nathan, the very first thing that you think of is basically his brand. When he thinks of you, the very first thing that somebody, you know, they cogitate for 1/100th of a second.
Look at him, he's posing.
Yeah, he's getting embarrassed over there.
He's wondering
he's going to
ask you.
He
doesn't know
later
if he's going to be proud or jump you and hit you.
Hey, I'm neutral on the topic.
We're all neutral on Nathan. That's the brand.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. That's it, I guess. So, but here's the really important thing is, people and companies don't actually do all that great a job of driving into the marketplace a thought or simplicity as a business tool. And to me, I'll come along and I'll tell anybody, I don't care what role they have, I don't care how big their company is or how senior they are, say you and your gang are losing opportunity and brand and sales and margin and everything you want every single day without the ability to differentiate and keep it simple enough so that people can absorb and remember it. So, you know, I'm not all that shy about it. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And if I reverse those ideas and I say to anyone, can you differentiate well enough in your market? No. Can you keep it simple enough? The ideas that run around your organization and are the drivers, are they simple enough that everybody's on the same page?
Nope.
So I come along and I say, well, we're going to build one framework. I call it verbal branding. And that one framework will drive all those things and more, actually. But that's the goal. That's the vision. And the reason I bring up Volvo, by the way, is it is a good example because they sell with it. They operationalize it. They build culture around it. Presumably, they make senior leadership decisions based on it. They have to, right? That's their brand.
So, interesting, Stephen. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
Well, then call me. Am I allowed to give a phone number? It's fine, right?
You do whatever you want.
I can do whatever.
Just keep your clothes on.
Awesome. Well, see, you're right on it, because I was wondering just how it's a snowy day. So I'm
really.
So my phone number is 781 443-5017.
Yep.
My website and so the domain is Melanson Consulting, ING at the end, no S. And so Stephen with PH at Melanson Consulting would be a way to email me. And I'm a kind of generally local guy to the Boston area. I've always been around here, but I work nationally. I work for small, medium, large, Fortune 100 companies, all the above.
Great. Remind everybody, just to repeat it, speaking with Stephen Melanson, President Melanson Consulting. Hey, what's your brand? Speak to Stephen. We're going to take a break. Remind you, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to be back with more stories after this short break.